Welcome back. For those of you who know that your purpose and God's given calling is to be a mentor to others, then today's episode is just for you. I'm going to be sharing with you a little bit of my story, along with 5 key steps to get you started. I hope this blesses and encourages you. Tune in. Hey sisters, welcome to Purpose Beyond 40. Have you been craving more meaning and purpose in your life? Do you feel like God is stirring something up inside you, but lack the clarity to move forward, so you stay stuck in fear instead? Do you feel like it's too late for you to step into your purpose in your God-given calling? Hi, I'm Vicki, a wife, mother, nana, and your seasoned sister in Christ. I too was well over 40, actually 57 at the time God called me into my coaching business. I too felt that God was stirring something up inside of me and wish I had clarity and confidence to move forward. I kept telling myself that I was too old to start something new. In this podcast, I will help you uncover your purpose through biblical strategies, clarify your vision, and overcome your fear so you can move forward and live a life of purpose. Girl, get off that couch. You're not done yet. Start out by sharing a little bit of my story. I went to work one day, it was in 2014 in January. So I get dressed, I get ready for work like normal, and I go into the job. And just to make it short, this is when I was notified that our call center was closing. Now I was a supervisor and a trainer. And so when I got there, that's when we found out that they were going to close our center. At that time, I had been there about 12 and a half years. I thought I was going to retire from there. And I'm wondering, okay, what are my next steps? And at this time, I was already in ministry. And, you know, I was a youth pastor. Then I became an elder over the women. And I had one of my certifications as a life coach. So I thought to myself, I said, you know, maybe I'll just go into life coaching because, you know, I enjoy working with women and I've held conferences, retreats, and so on. So this would be a good avenue for me. So this is what I did. I went into coaching. I prayed about it and then I just jumped right into it. But my problem was I was all over the place because I've worked with corporations and, as I stated, women and children. I was coaching everybody. I was coaching children one week, then I was coaching women, and then I was coaching businesses and, you know, everything. And so I was everywhere coaching. I had no clear direction, no clear direction. And so I did this for about 2 years until I went through all of my severance pay, all of my savings. And I said, you know what? I'm going to have to go back to work. Even though people were being blessed and everything like that, my business wasn't growing the way I had anticipated it to. So I jumped back into the workforce. And I only could stay there about a few years before I told my husband, you know what? God is calling me. This burning desire that's in me is stirring up more and more and more. I know I'm not doing what God has called me to do. So at that particular point, I decided to resign again and take another leap of faith into my coaching business. You know, I had to come against a lot of naysayers. Just get another job. Stay there, you know, collect Social Security and all of this. But, you know, when you have that burning desire inside of you and God is calling you to do something, it just don't go away. It just don't go away. We may try to ignore it sometime. You may have tried to ignore it. And maybe that's why you're on this podcast today, because you can feel this burning desire in you. Something is stirring up and you know God has something else for you. So I did that. I took the leap of faith. I resigned from the job, and I started back into my coaching. This time, I started differently. And these are the steps I'm going to share with you today. This is what I did that made the difference in my life. First of all, it was to pray. Now, I prayed before, but I didn't wait for the answer. I prayed and let God know, prayed over my business, and I just took off running. But that's not how it should be done. Your first step is to pray. And not only pray, but ask for the Holy Spirit's direction. Because I did an episode, I think it's episode 2, where it talks about the secret of partnering with the Holy Spirit. And when you partner with the Holy Spirit, you cannot get it wrong. The Holy Spirit knows the direction. The Holy Spirit has all the answers. And this is what I did the second time around, which made it a difference in my life and a difference in my business. So I prayed, I partnered with the Holy Spirit, and I waited for direction and guidance. And scripture tells us that many are the plans in a person's heart, but it's the Lord's purpose that prevail. I learned that. And so after I got my directions from the Lord, then I postured myself in so I can get clarity. I wanted to be absolutely clear of the direction. So my second step for you, the key step, is to posture yourself to receive clarity. And that is getting in the presence of God and partnering, as I had just mentioned, with the Holy Spirit. This is set aside some time in your day to just sit in the presence of God so you can really get clear on the direction. And the third step is to write the vision. And this comes from Habakkuk 2, 2, and 3. You know, that's one of my favorite scriptures. If you haven't heard it, you're going to hear it throughout this whole podcast. And it's where you are to write the vision that God has given you. Make it plain. Write down every detail, every detail. And I talk about this in great detail, I should say. And I break down each section of this scripture in the Biblical Strategy episode. That is episode number 3. So if you go back to there, it breaks it down into details. But that's what your third step is to write the vision that God is showing you. Make it really clear. Everything that you see, what are you hearing? What is God showing you? Who are you with? I mean, every detail, write it down. And your fourth step is to write or create, I should say, a plan from the details that God showed you in the vision. So from those details, you're going to create a step-by-step plan. So you'll know what you need to do, what sources you're going to need, or what you already have inside of you. You already have everything inside of you that you need to carry out this plan, to carry out the purpose, to mentor the people and the women or the youth or whoever God is leading you to. And let me make a note here. It may not be to create this huge, major program. God may just be placing one person in your spirit to talk to, one family member who needs to hear from you, someone who you can guide through what you have already been through. It doesn't have to be a whole major corporation. You know what I'm saying? It don't have to be a whole big deal. Your mentoring can be just to one person. And by doing that, it's going to just impact the kingdom of God, just to impact the kingdom of God so much. And you can be such a blessing in this person's life. So let me move on. And our last step is, what is your why? Why do you feel God has called you to do this? What life experience or skill can you help your assigned woman? And I use the word assigned woman because I truly believe that they are women assigned to you who are only going to be able to hear from you. And I say that because even raising my daughters, I remember as being the youth pastor and, you know, ministering to all of these youth and working with them, there will also be times when I would say something to my daughters, but another one of my youth leaders would say the exact same thing, and they get it. Like, oh, mom, you know what? Sister so-and-so said this, and, you know, and I'm thinking to myself, I've been telling you this the whole time. So That's how I know for sure that I believe that there are women assigned to you who only can hear from you, who only can hear from your story. Your story resonates with them. They can relate to you. So that's why I say you're assigned women. You'll hear me speak about that over and over again. So anyway, in our step five, we're going to talk about what is your why. And these are some of the questions you want to ask yourself. You want to have clarity. You want to know who God wants you to work with. You know, what's your story in this area? What is your story that you can share with others that's going to help them? And most importantly, why do you feel God has called you to this area? That is key. Now, these are some of the examples of questions you may want to ask yourself, because I had to ask myself this. And I'm just going to recap with you. So the five key steps to getting started into your mentorship calling. First, you're going to pray. And secondly, you're going to posture yourself so you can receive clarity from the Holy Spirit. Third, you want to write the vision that God is showing you and make it plain, write down every detail. Your fourth is to create a step-by-step plan from the details of your vision. And fifth is, what is your why? Ask yourself these questions. What is your why? And I want to leave you with this. Philippians 1 and 6 says, I am convinced and confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will continue to perfect and complete it until the day of Christ Jesus, the time of his return. And so the work that is in you before you were born, the calling that is burning and stirring up in your spirit, God is going to complete that work in you. So we don't have to be concerned about anything. We just have to surrender to our calling. When we surrender to what God wants us to do, he is going to give you everything you need to carry it out. He's going to connect you to your people. Your mentees are going to be drawn to you. They're going to be able to relate to you. Oh my gosh, I just get so overjoyed when I talk about it, because this is how it works, and this is how God has used me in my business, and I know that I'm able to share with you, because he had just, oh my gosh, when I decided and surrendered to everything that God said, when I am helping my women, and I hate to say the word clients, but when I'm helping the women that I'm working with get their clarity and just see them just connect with what God wants them to do. And then we start to work on creating their mentorship program on how what God is showing them. And we walk through these steps together. And then last but not least, they are ministering and they are mentoring to the people God has called them to. And just to hear them share their joy and a feeling of fulfillment and feeling confident, that gives me great joy. And so for you, you already know that you're qualified. We talked about that last week, honey. God has qualified you. You don't need the degree. You don't need all the accolades. Can't even talk. Accolades. You don't need your titles. None of that. God has qualified you. We talked about that already last week. And so from there, now it's time to get excited and start moving in this direction. We're going to take baby steps here. We're not going to just take a big old leap and just try to do the whole thing. I am with you every step of the way. But these are the first five steps that is going to get you to move into that calling. I trust that this blessed you. And thank you so much for tuning in. Hey sister, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If so, would you take 30 seconds and share with a friend who may want to uncover her purpose so she can fulfill her God's given calling? Also, please leave a review for the show over on Apple Podcasts. Not only do I enjoy hearing how the show impacted you, it also helped other women discover this podcast. One last thing, if you're on Facebook, I'd love to connect with you. Just go to Purpose Beyond 40 for Women. I'll meet you back on Tuesday for another episode. And remember, girl, get off that couch. You're not done yet.